Yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about, and whatever you focus on grows, it expands, it manifests in your life. This podcast is about studying the seminal work of a man named Wallace Wattles. This book is entitled The Science of Getting Rich. It's the grandfather, it's the forefather, it's the foundation upon which most self-help books have been written. Most things are regurgitating the information that Wallace Wattles laid down in this masterpiece. Now, I don't say that to mean you shouldn't read other people. There's people like Tony Robbins and Bob Proctor and Grant Cardone, and there's many, many, many great voices that are teaching similar things, maybe with their own unique twist. And that's one of the beautiful things about being a human and having your own mind and tapping into the creative. The book Science of Getting Rich talks about that. How do we tap in to this universal power that we all share? How do we tap into that? How do we tap into that place where prayers go? How do we tap into that place where visualization manifests itself into the real world? How do we make that applicable? How do we go from being a driver at UPS or working at Walmart or being a plumber, whatever business it is that you're in? How do we take that? How do we apply the principles of this book? And how do we build wealth for you and your family? See, I'm convinced that anyone, regardless of age, race, financial situation, environment, I don't give a crap. I'm trying this year to curse less. You got to forgive me on the cursing. I'm working on it. I spent the first 7 years of my adult life in the U.S. Army in combat arms. And then I spent about 3.5, almost 4 years working in a prison. So I have a very strong foundation in cursing, and I'm trying to work on it because I realize not everyone comes from such a harsh environment, and it's not appreciated by all. So forgive me. I will drop them from time to time, but I'm getting better. And that's life, right? It's you have to forgive yourself for the things you haven't done, and you have to do that on the spot, in the instant. If you haven't built wealth, if you haven't acquired riches, if you haven't done these things in your life, you could start that process today, right now. And if you're short on capital, the book talks a lot about actual money, but it's also talking about rich in relationships. Sometimes these intangibles, these things like relationships and how you treat your business, how you know, these other things can be fixed much quicker than your financial situation. But rest assured, your financial situation can be switched. You can eliminate debt and begin to build wealth. You can do this. It's completely possible. All the resources you need. It's not a lack of information. It's a lack of will. In chapter 9, on page 42, if you have the book that I've given away, we're closing in on 1,000 copies of The Science of Getting Rich now. In chapter 9, on page 42, Wallace talks about how to use the will. See, the will is your rocket. It's the fuel. It's the gas that you put in the engine. Your will is what'll, I talk about this in my business. The postcards that I've created, the newsletters that I write, the recordings that I do, the books that I've written, this is me pushing my will, what it is I want, into the universe and believing that it'll come back with money, that it'll come back with fruits, that if I sow into the universe, if I sow a positive message, if I share a product that I believe could benefit you, and you know that I believe in this idea that what you give away, you get to keep. So something as simple as this podcast is just me giving of my time. If it's not of value to you, you won't listen. If it is of value to you, you will listen. You can always reach out to me through my website. I mention it in the beginning of each podcast, mailpostcardsfromhome.com. You can also go to geraldpeters.info. I'm available. I have books that I've written. I have a book called The Money Flow. I have a book called You Don't Have to Die Broke. I have a book called The 24-Hour Cash Machine. I have a book called The Mentalist. You're not going to find these books on Amazon. I sell these books to a particular audience through a particular way. The Science of Getting Rich is going to talk to you about finding, if you're not in the right business, to find the right business, and that you can get into the right business. And that is what really, really helped me begin to build wealth, was finding the right business and then using that business. Sometimes when you use the term use, people think of it as a, oh, he's using people. No. You need to use business in the same sense that you use a lawnmower, or that you use a cooking utensil, or you use a grill. So you use a grill to make steaks to provide for your family. You're not doing the grill a disservice. That's the point of the grill, right? And so I just sought out a marketplace where I could write and teach, a marketplace that would celebrate me, a marketplace where, you know, I wouldn't be criticized. And if I was, I didn't even have to deal with those people, but I could be celebrated. And it didn't matter if I had a college degree. It didn't matter if I had a certification. None of that mattered. All that mattered was the message and the way that I present it. And so I began to look for people who were looking for me. This book, The Science of Getting Rich, helped me do that. But to get something out of this book, as we come into Christmas, and I didn't mention it earlier, but Merry Christmas, and I wish you and your family the best, and I'm thankful for anybody who listens to this. I'm going to do my best this rest of the year to try to produce something that you want to listen to, you know, that I'm going to try to record every other day. I'm going to try to, I kind of consider myself a preacher of prosperity. And I don't mean that in a religious sense, but meaning I have a message to share. And that's my goal. Wherever you're at in life right now, I truly believe that you can eliminate debt and you can begin building wealth for you and your family. And I'm going to try, as we go forward into this next year, to give you some actual mathematical formulas, some actual things that you can do. See, the beautiful thing about being born in America is that you can just back out of the math. Just pick a number that you would like to acquire. Right? Just pick a number and then back out of the math. And listen, to my friends that are in the get rich quick and trying to make fast money, dude, I love it. I respect it. You should do that. I am not against this idea of quick scores or get rich quick. I've had a few. All right, but I'm also for doing that responsibly while at the same time making the bet that maybe it doesn't work. And that doesn't mean I don't believe in it, but I'm making the for sure bet. I'm making the guaranteed bet, because I can show you guaranteed how to build wealth and become a millionaire. A lot of people can. It's just math. It's just numbers, right? You could take something as simple. It could be this simple. An S&P 500 mutual fund. There's one out there called the Spider Index. It's SPY, the ticker symbol. And it basically takes your money and invests it equally among 500 of the best businesses in America. This fund pays you a little dividend every quarter, and you just buy shares irregardless of what the market's doing. Matter of fact, if the market's doing terrible and everybody else is panicking, you should be doubling down and buying more. That's how you get rich. The richest man in the world, one of them in America, is Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is famous for his quote, "You should be greedy when other people are fearful. You should be fearful when other people are greedy." Right now in the United States, the stock market is almost off almost 30% from its high. People are fearful. You should be greedy. This is a formula from the richest man in the world. You know, you don't need it any more clear than the guy telling you what to do. This is what he does. He buys undervalued companies when other people don't want to own them. But this requires great courage. This is where a book like The Science of Getting Rich comes in. It's going to lay the foundation. It's going to put in your mind. It's going to do away with fear. Fear, doubt, and indecision. I did a conference call on this not too long ago with my company, the Downline Building Network. And I said, there's three reasons you won't do this business. Fear, doubt, and indecision. There's three reasons you're going to fail in life. Fear, doubt, and indecision. Fear has destroyed more money than bear markets. Fear of launching that business. Fear of failure. Oh, I might not do it. The fear of something that hasn't even happened yet destroys more wealth than actual problems. It's the fear of what might happen. What this book, The Science of Getting Rich, will do is help you get rid of that fear. Should I panic right now that all of my stocks are down 35% from what they were just 6 months ago? Should I be running around screaming and crying, acting like an idiot? No, I don't have any control over it. Because here's the difference. I'm not looking at the balance. Now, I can't say I don't look at the balance. Of course, I do look at the balance, but I'm educated. What I'm trying to accomplish is assets. I'm trying to acquire assets. My goal is to acquire 100 assets that pay me money either every month or every quarter. When's the best time to buy those? Buy low, sell high. You've heard this. So we don't need how much education does a person need to just internalize that? Buy low. Well, the only reason it'll be low is there's problems. You're only going to get real estate on sale when there's a lot of foreclosures and people are having problems and there's a bad economy. Does that make sense? So it's going to be when which makes what Warren Buffett says true. Be fearful when other people are greedy. When everyone's talking about buying gold and you see gold commercials, or everyone's talking about how awesome Bitcoin is and all these people that made money with Bitcoin, you should run the other way. See, the way you made money in Bitcoin was to buy it when no one else wanted it. The way that I've made money in real estate is I bought lots of real estate in the 2002-2003 tech bubble crash. I didn't even know I was so unsophisticated, I didn't even realize we were in a recession. And in looking back, I look back when I purchased most of my properties. It was in 2002, 2003, then 2008, 2009. Like when the world was having problems, foreclosures. This is when I was buying properties. I didn't even realize that's what I was doing. It wasn't on purpose. And the science of getting rich will explain this to you, that you'll have people, they don't even know what they're doing and they grow rich because they're applying the principles without even realizing it. They don't even realize they're applying them. Now imagine if that's true. What if we became a concerted effort to apply it? And so instead of fearing a stock market crash, I began to look forward to it. Now my dividends can reinvest at lower prices. Now I can take my extra money and acquire assets. Anyone in America, regardless of age, race, or financial situation, I don't care if you drive a bus, can take their smartphone out that you have in your pocket, open up a brokerage account, and begin building wealth in the U.S. economy through the S&P 500 fund. Now, there's a lot of other ways to do it, but that is one way. And so if you're not doing it any way, you should do it that way. In the meantime, that's what you should begin doing. Begin acquiring shares in the S&P 500. Now, there's no government entity that's going to say what I'm telling you is wrong and I shouldn't advise that. This is the basics of what every financial advisor in America would tell you. You should just invest in America. America has always come out on top. But you're going to have fear, doubt, and indecision creep into your mind. Oh my God, Obama's the Antichrist. Oh my God, Donald Trump's going to crash the economy. You will hear people, you may have even said these dumb things yourself. I know I have. Fear, doubt, and indecision. I make this clear in my book, The Money Flow. See, I feel like I have visionary abilities. I know that sounds crazy, and if that's true, why aren't I richer? My son always says that. Well, if that's true, why aren't you richer? And it's, to be honest, the platform that I've made my living at and the way that I've learned these things hasn't paid a lot of money. I don't have a job that pays me $200,000-$400,000. If I did, I'd be worth $20 million right now. You give me a job making $300,000-$400,000, and in 10 years I'm gonna amass a fortune. And the fortune's gonna make a fortune. And within 20 years I'm gonna be sitting on $10-$20 million. Because I know how to do it. I would do the same if I drove. See, the thing is, the investment strategies that I'm talking about, the building wealth process, the science of getting rich is talking about, it doesn't matter if you're a bus driver or a doctor. See, because you're poor, you don't get to opt out. Because you've made some bad decisions, you don't then get to not participate. I mean, you can choose not to, but you're choosing that. You can participate and play. You can own the same stocks that the richest man in the world owns. You know that, right? You understand that. That's the beautiful thing of this game. I want to read to you the very first part of this book. A lot of people have a hard time. I did. I'm going to be honest. When I first read this, I was raised Baptist. And in a way, We kind of put poor people on a pedestal. These are the people you should give to. The meek, the poor shall inherit the earth. There's almost this infamous, there's references if somehow poor people are better than rich people, and if somehow rich people are bad. And we get this backwards, and there's this praise of poverty, and it shouldn't be. Listen to this. Chapter 1, the right to be rich. Whatever may be said of the praise of poverty, the fact remains that it is not possible to live a really complete or successful life unless one is rich. No man can rise to his greatest possible height in talent or soul unless he has plenty of money. Let that sink in. It kind of stinks. Whatever may be said of the praise of poverty, the fact remains that it is not possible to live a really complete or successful life unless one is rich. Let that sink in. It's not possible. Your life will be incomplete. Now, there's people, that doesn't feel very politically correct. That actually doesn't feel very nice. No, it doesn't. But neither does pain. Neither does sickness. Neither do car wrecks or cancer or any other thousand things. They don't feel good. And you not liking the feeling, not agreeing with the fact that it happens, doesn't make it any less true. See, the truth is, you can't provide in this world that we live in. You know, we don't live in an agrarian world where a man can make his living with his hands on a farm. Now, he could make a business out of the farm. But we don't live in a society where you can drop out and just say, hey, I'm not doing that money thing. We all need it. Matter of fact, they take great sums from me to give to the less fortunate. Now, they don't give them the message of the science of getting rich. They don't tell them, listen, your life isn't going to be complete unless you pursue money. So here's something I think some people miss on this book. It's not saying that you have to accumulate a certain amount. I think what the emphasis is, what Wallace is trying to say, is that it's the pursuit. The pursuit of riches. Because the pursuit of riches isn't for money alone. That's not the case that he lays out in the book. And if you just took that one little paragraph, like people do with the Bible, and take it out of context, right? If you just took this out and you say, oh, he's just talking about chasing money. No. Chasing money is about more than money. See, because you can't accumulate lots of money if you don't apply the other principles of the science of getting rich. And it's more than just about money. One is, what's the point of the money? Wouldn't it be nice if your children could go to college without a college debt? Well, that's only possible with money. You can't send kids to college without money unless you want to be a slave and borrow it. So you need money. And so then your pursuit each day is to accumulate enough money to provide for those children. Otherwise, what? What is your plan? What's your plan? And so your pursuit each day is the science of getting rich. A man develops in mind, soul, and body by making use of things. And society is so organized that man must have money in order to become a possessor of things. Therefore, the basis of all advancement for man must be the science of getting rich. You develop your mind, your soul, and your body, Wallace says, by making use of things. Well, the mind, you need books, courses, and training courses. I sell a thing called the Money Flow Master Pack in my business. It's $440. It's 4 books and 4 CDs. Now, what would you think is the objection that someone would have to buying it? The $440. So how can I develop their mind to replicate and do what I do, to create a six-figure income, basically working from home or a home office. And this process of building wealth and begin applying these books, how can I teach that if they don't buy my training course? Now, here's the beautiful thing. With my training course, because I believe in sharing the wealth, if they purchase it, they can earn on reselling it. And I have a whole system for that. That's not the point of this podcast. But the point being is that the same way that I make money, I share with them on how they can make money. Why? Because I believe that's part of the principle of the science of getting rich. I actually believe that idea that if you help enough other people get what they want, you'll get what you want. And so I believe this. I believe that what you give away, you get to keep. So I give away the first book. My first book's called The Money Flow, and it's the blueprint. It's the architect of how I built this direct sales organization from home. And people who are interested in that, or interested in network marketing, interested in marketing, direct mail, they can access my book for either free, and sometimes I charge $5, depending on the ad. And it's, you know, basically free. I mean, $5 isn't any money. And I share with them the blueprint. They could literally just take that and just duplicate it and copy me. But people won't do that. But the major objection, that, and that book sells my training course, the $440 training course. The reason people don't want it is they don't have the money, or they don't think they have the money, or they don't think it's of enough value to exchange the money, right? Now, we'll see later on in this book, Wallace teaches this idea that you need to give people more in use value than you ask for them in monetary value. Well, I think I'm doing that. I'm literally giving them the blueprint how I became a multimillionaire in for $440. 20 years of lifetime of studying direct mail, self-help books, and I've condensed it, and here's what I learned. Here's my way. Here's my voice. Just like Tony Robbins has a voice, Grant Cardone has a voice, Bob Proctor has a voice. Well, damn it, I have a voice. And I wanted to record that for legacy. And so I put this together and I said, hey, it's $440. Help me sell it and I'll pay you $345. Sell 10 of them and I'll pay you $3,450. There are major objections always. Well, I don't have the money. Whatever may be said of the praise of poverty, the fact remains that it is not possible to live a really complete and successful life unless one is rich. So if you don't have the money to buy it, you just proved the first sentence. You know how many people come in with me and come in and do business with me, become clients of mine, and they want to do well. They want to build a home business. They want to read these things and apply them. They want to read the book, The Science of Getting Rich. They want my training course. They want to be actively involved. And they can't because they don't have the money. Making what this first sentence says true. So the opening sentence of the book should tug at your heart. Should piss you off and be like, damn it, I hate it that it's true, but damn it, it is true. I don't like it any more than you do, but it's, the fact remains that if you don't have enough money, you're not going to be complete and you're not going to get to do the things you want to do. And every day I deal with this. Every day there's things I want to do and I can't do because I don't have enough money. Now, I didn't say I couldn't eat. I can always eat. I'm debt-free. I don't have a single debt in the world other than on real estate. And my real estate produces enough cash flow to pay for my family for the rest of my existence. I don't have mortgage payments, personal properties. I'm okay. My kids will go to college. And every day I wake up and I don't have enough money to do the things that I want to do to complete my life. I got plenty of money to eat. But to accomplish the goals that I want to accomplish, to set up my son, to set up my grandkids, to do the big things I want to do, to produce some sort of legacy, to make something that'll go on without me, just to accomplish the goals that I want to accomplish, I don't have enough. And the only reason is I just don't have the money. And so every day I get up. It's about what? The science of getting rich, pursuing this. Why? So that I can live a more complete and fulfilled life. It's not to get money for money's sake. It's so that I can have a more content. I can be more accomplished. I can feel that what I've done and what I'm trying to do, I can feel good about that. I have goals and missions, right? And dreams. But it's only if I have enough money to acquire the things that I need to make that vision come true. You know, we live in a world of money. To develop your soul would mean what? Attending church? Wherever, whatever God you believe in or whatever spiritualism you're in. I'm sorry, that requires money too. Your body, you need to join a gym. You want to eat healthy. Eating healthy costs more than eating bad. Holy moly, look at poor people. They look terrible. Why? Because it takes money to eat. The object of all life is development, and everything that lives has an inalienable right to all the development it is capable of attaining. The mere fact that you're born is what Wallace is saying. The mere fact that you're born on this planet, you have a right to everything that's here. You have just as much right to a mansion as Warren Buffett has to a mansion. Now, you may not want one, but you have a right to one. For the mere fact that one exists, you have just as much right to it as everyone else. But you got to have the money, right? You have just as much right to sit in first class as anyone else. You have just as much right to drink $500 bottles of wine as anybody else. Now, none of those things appeal to me. I don't give a shit, or excuse me, I don't give a damn about fancy wine or any of that stuff. But it makes me feel good to buy it for other people. My son recently flew to see his grandma, and as a surprise to splurge, I paid, you know, for him to have first class. It was his first time flying alone. And I upgraded him to first class, and I didn't tell him. He didn't realize till he was getting on the airplane. That made me feel good, man. Is it a waste of money? Oh, yeah. It's a giant waste of money. It's stupid. It's stupid. But he felt like a king. You can only do that with money. I couldn't have done that for him with anything else but money. In this book, I shall not speak of riches in a figurative way. To be really rich does not mean to be satisfied or content with little. No man ought to be satisfied with a little if he is capable of using and enjoying more. The purpose of nature is the advancement and unfoldment of life. And every man should have all that he can contribute to the power, elegance, beauty, and richness of life. To be content with less is sinful. Be honest, I had a hard time when I first read that. To be content with less is sinful. And I would think on this. Wow, what does that mean? And then as I began to contemplate on this, and I always try to apply it to my life. What does that mean? And family members. And I have all this knowledge on building wealth through real estate, through a business, through a home business, this knowledge of direct marketing, this knowledge of investing in stocks. And though I'm not certified to do anything, but I do it for myself. I manage my own portfolio. I run my own real estate business. I write my own ads, right? I do my own recordings. I publish my own books. And so I have this information, I have this knowledge, and I've never kept it to myself. I freely share it with anyone who will listen. I'm sharing it here. I share it in books. I share it in my ads and magazines. I share it in my conference calls and in my newsletter. And it's just free here. It's just free. And then I would see my own family members, cousins, aunts, uncles, even parents, and they struggle. And they have no wealth built up. And then it occurred to me, what they're doing is sinful. It really is. In the same sense that it's sinful. We know what sinful means. It means it's wrong. Even if you're not religious, it's wrong. In other words, it's wrong for you to live in this world, on the planet that we live in this time, and to openly say, I choose not to pursue getting rich. And I think maybe it's because of that word, because rich seems so impossible. But you'll see as you read through the book, rich is different from different people. There's people who would look at my situation and say, man, you're blessed. You haven't had a job in 22 years. You could retire now if you chose to, but every day you get up and hustle and grind. I work 7 days a week, every day. Why? Because I have a goal, man. I have a dream. I have a mission. I'm not content. I'm happy. And here's the thing. I'm happy to get up and do it. I'm happy. I love it. I want to do it. Does that make sense? Getting up every day to sell more books, sell more leads, to watch my investments, to work on my real estate, to hopefully try to help and mentor some people, you know, to be a father figure, and to do this to the best of my ability. The Science of Getting Rich, you'll see in later chapters, talks about basically winning each day. This day, I won this day. And to push, using my will, to do that every day. That's what it's about. And so while one person may look at me and say, well, wow, he's blessed. I have a friend who's worth about $20 million. And he looks at me and says, man, how do you live on that? And so we're all doing this race. We're all doing this thing, this science of getting rich at different levels in different places. And you don't need to compare it to other people. The only person you need to compare it to is you. Just look in the mirror. Did you do more today, at the end of the day, to make that dream come possible than yesterday? Then you won the day. Then you're doing things in a certain way. That's my mission here. That's the goal. That's the purpose of this podcast. I'm going to walk you through this book. I'm going to apply how I applied it in my life and how you can apply it in your life. Make sense? Make sense? I hope so. Whatever may be said of the praise of poverty, the fact remains that it is not possible to live a really complete or successful life unless one is rich. Have a Merry Christmas.